The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me?" Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. As you visit St. Peter's Basilica in Rome and come in the main entrance, the first chapel to the left is a baptismal chapel. And on the front wall of that chapel is a beautiful mosaic. It's probably 5 feet wide and 15 feet high, describing the scene that the Gospel speaks of today. The image is exact in details, as the Gospel suggests. A dove hovers over Jesus as he stands there in the water, being baptized by John the Baptist. And God the Father speaks the words, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." You might wonder, why would Jesus allow John the Baptist to baptize him? After all, he was a son of God. He was without sin. John's baptism was accepted as a sign of conversion, which Jesus did not need. But what Jesus did by his action of accepting baptism from John was to validate John the Baptist's ministry. He had been sent to prepare the way of the Lord. And indeed, that's just exactly what he did. Jesus accepting baptism begins a new chapter in his life. He now begins his public ministry. And the Gospels then begin to tell us what Jesus did during that final period of his life on earth, leading to that first Good Friday. It's interesting to note that shortly after Jesus' baptism, John the Baptist is arrested and eventually will give his life as a martyr. He had come to prepare the way of the Lord. His mission was now complete, and he vanishes from the scene. With today's feast, we complete our celebration of Christmas. Reflecting on the significance of Jesus' baptism, we realize each of us share that same wonderful sacrament of baptism. We, like Jesus, become the beloved sons and daughters of the Father. And like Jesus, we are to be servants who give of themselves in service to others. By our baptism, we become a part of God's family, his kingdom here on earth, the church. And your presence on this difficult evening represents the fact that you take seriously the fact that you are a part of God's family, the church. We do this also by living by the commandments, by attending Mass, by participating in various ministries, like lecturing or visiting the sick, other ways to show our commitment to service. When you were baptized, your parents and godparents answered the questions put to the child who was baptized. If you were an adult or a youngster, you answered for yourself. But today, on this wonderful feast day, we will renew our own baptismal promises, and we ask the Lord to help us to be faithful in living this commitment here at St. John Vianney Parish, or whatever parish you belong to if you're visiting. Mm-hmm.